Your station for the Shrimps.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Well, Jim, a 1-0 defeat at home to Orient. A freak of a goal, and that was the only thing in the game, really.
Was, yeah. It was one of them days. I think we had a little bit of bad luck with the goal. Big Ryan Edwards just tried to smash it clear, and it's hit there, lad, and ricocheted into the back of the net. You know, we can't really do much about that. They either go in the net or they go into Rose Head, but unfortunately for us, it went straight past Baz before he could react to it. But I think you're right, there wasn't much between it. You know, I think we probably had the better chances first half, although they were few and far between. I can't really call them having much. Second half, they've had one or two. We've had a goal. We've had a great chance right after half time with Paul Mullen. You know, in on goal, and he's put it past the post. But I think it just went a little bit flat, a little bit stale. And then we huffed and puffed and made a few changes last 15, 20. We had a good goal with a big shout for the penalty, which at first sight I thought it was a penalty and ball. But I'll have to see that again. But again, we've gone in a couple of times. I think it was Tommy who had a great shot and the keeper made a great save from him. And as I say, we had a good go. Just didn't anticipate that ball dropping or have that little bit of luck or rubber the game, and it did go in there. And we come away getting beat 1-0 from a game that we probably didn't do enough to win, but we certainly didn't deserve to lose it.
No Sean Miller today. Did you miss him?
I think we did. I think he's the form striker in the division. Scored 7 goals this month already. Again, I keep saying he's not played much football over the last 2 years. You know, we played him for 5 games on a spin and then had to take him out for 2 or 3 games, and then he's come back, you know, re-energised and refreshed. And straight away, bang, start of October, he's scoring against Bristol Rovers, and from there he's gone from strength to strength and scored 7 goals. We've had to manage him this week. He came off of a slight tight calf on Tuesday towards the end, which we were hoping was just cramp. We didn't do nothing with him Wednesday, Thursday. We've sharpened him up yesterday, but he's phoned in this morning just saying he's a little bit tight in his hamstring and his calf. He's 50-50. As soon as you hear players say the 50-50, he's been honest with us, to be honest. He could have gone out there and tried it and pushed himself, but the last thing I need at the moment, with a small squad and a couple of injuries, again, 6 on the bench today, 3 18-year-olds, you know, I don't want to be losing any of my players, certainly my key players like Sean Miller, you know, for a couple of weeks. So we took the decision between us, and to be honest, he's a good pro, and he said, listen, I'm not confident with it, hamstring and calf. So he missed out, but hopefully we've done the right thing by him, and he'll be fit and ready next week. But I think we could have done with him today. As you know, you take, although we never got the game, you take someone like Simpson out of their side, they're going to feel the pinch. So Sean Miller for us is a massive player now, and yeah, we missed him today. We missed his flip, we missed his goals.